In the gospel reading today, as we hear about St. John the Baptist and his preaching out in the desert, we are told that this is to prepare the way so that the rough ways will be made smooth, the crooked ways will be made straight, valleys will be filled in, the mountains will be brought low. Everything is going to be prepared for the coming of the Lord. Now, obviously, this isn't talking about something physical. In other words, we're not going to have a flat earth with no windy roads. It's talking about something spiritual. And it's a matter of our own hearts, our own souls, our own conscience, however you want to look at that. St. Paul is talking about the fact that no one can judge him. He doesn't care if anybody tries to because he has nothing on his conscience. But we can look at our own selves and ask that same question. Is there anything on my conscience? Is there anything that's standing between God and me? That's what needs to go. So it may be mountains of pride. It may be crooked ways that we're being sneaky, that we're being dishonest, whatever it might be. Whatever it is, look in your own heart and ask yourself, what are the areas within my own self that if I were to stand before God today, that he would say, I have this against you? Whatever it might be, that's what we want to work on getting rid of. That's the way that we're going to make the way of the Lord smooth. That's the way we're going to be prepared for the Lord. So obviously, when St. John the Baptist was preaching, he was literally out in the desert. The area down by the Dead Sea is, well, it's dead. It's all the salt from the Dead Sea. And it used to be a massive, massive body of water. And so the ground there is so salty that there is nothing that grows. And so it is just a plain desert. But of course, if we look at this on the spiritual level, we have to remember we're talking about our own hearts. Our hearts should be filled with beautiful things, growth for God. If you want to think of it that way, it should be filled with beautiful flowers and trees and all kinds of beautiful things for the Lord. But ask yourself, is that what your own heart is filled with? Remember, there was a saint who had asked the Lord to be able to see what his heart looked like. The Lord showed him his own heart. It was just vast and beautiful and wide and nothing in the way. And then he showed the saint his heart. And the best that I can do is to suggest it looks like one of those scenes out of the bayou, you know, where the trees are hanging down and it's just roots and mud and everything else. And I think to myself, this is a saint that the Lord is showing this to. This is what the inside of his heart was like. And then I think to myself, what would that make mine to look like? That's a pretty scary thought. And so it's a matter of being able to judge ourselves according to the Lord. No one else can judge us. No one else knows what's going on. But we have to admit we are masters of justification. We can justify ourselves in just about anything. We would all be really good Jesuits if you really think about it that way. That's not a compliment. We can find rationalizations for anything. We got to stop doing that. We have to be able to look at the Lord, not at everybody else. It was okay for me to do this because. Is Jesus going to say that? Oh, yeah, the people around you were like, so yeah, you needed to do this. I'm not sure that that's what he's going to say. So again, it's his heart that we have to look at. Because his heart is not a desert. Ours often is. And that's where St. John the Baptist continues to call out. prepare the way, to make straight the way of the Lord. So we need to knock down the mountains. We need to fill in the valleys. We need to make the crooked ways straight. We need to make a way for the Lord, because that is really, truly all that is important. And if we have the place for the Lord, then we're going to have exactly what our Lord told us. It's going to be a place that is filled with love of God. And if it's filled with love of God, then it's going to be filled with love of neighbor. Those are the two great commandments. So, that's what we want to look at. Go inside, look into the heart, and not just ask yourself, ask the Lord, is there anything here that is standing between you and me? Is there anything that needs to be changed? Is there anything that needs to be knocked down, filled up, straightened out, whatever it is? Is there something that I'm not even aware of? I have been such a professional at justifying my own sins that I'm not even aware sometimes that I'm doing things that offend God. So Lord, show me. And unless you really, really, really want to see it, he won't show you. If it's sort of like, well, I guess, you know, I can go ahead. No, 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 he's not going to show. But when you really want to see it, if you really want to see the truth, because you really want to work on getting rid of that stuff, that's when he'll show it to you. So that's what our prayer should be here. We've got just these few days before Christmas, the ultimate preparation. Make it a real preparation. Get rid of the things that stand between us and God so that our hearts are truly prepared for the coming of the Lord.